Get ready to elevate your knowledge with Strata Life Podcast, the place where you should go to learn and get inspired on all matters strata.
Welcome back to Strata Life Podcast by Rochelle Castro. Today, this particular podcast is directed to professional strata managers. In the last podcast, I covered ways on to better communicate the committee with the professional strata managers. I think it's just appropriate to cover the best ways that the strata managers can work with their committee. So let's get down to it. First tip is that the strata manager should agree and recommend where necessary the different channels on communicating that will be used to communicate particular subject matters. You as strata managers best know what are the best tools. One is email, other one is chat room. If you have an app, use an app. And if necessary, sometimes you just have to pick up that phone. So agree on the type of subject matter. That way you are not heavily reliant only on your inbox, and so that you can then clean up also the clutter in your inbox. So again, agree on the different tools and the subject matter when it comes to communicating with your committee. Second is, on receipt of instructions from your committee, relay back those instructions so as to make sure you have understood what they are. And this is also an opportunity for you as strata managers to consider if it's additional work or will take a lot of work. Don't expect that the committee would know. They don't know the details of what you do. So it's up to you to tell them whether it's additional work. And then if where there is an opportunity, inform them whether or not you will charge extra for that. And that will allow a conversation, a frank and direct conversation, about whether the committee would like you to proceed with that, whether you are willing to do that at a certain cost or no cost. And it's just a clear, direct conversation about these additional work that the committee would like you to do. Either way, it's important that you are able to relay back instructions to make sure that you are getting the accurate instructions, and also having a conversation about the extent of work that is required to do that matter, to do that task. And finally, maintain an action list for yourself and or for the committee. It's important to maintain an action list so that you tick off what has been completed, monitor what is ongoing, and also give a tracking list of the progress of all the matters. And it's important to provide regular updates, especially for those matters that are quite long. Provide regular updates to the committee whether or not there is movements. And if you're working with contractors, ask them if for regular updates as well, whether or not it's asked by the committee. After all, that is one of the tricks and special tricks when it comes to customer service. Any customer, which includes the committee, would like updates even if it's not asked for. There you go. Those are the three tips to better communicate and work with your committees as strata managers. I'll see you next time here. My name is Rochelle Castro, here in Strata Life Podcast.